So if it's really this simple, why don't more people become wealthy? Well, really, I'm going to give you 12 reasons. There isn't just one. There's lots of them, and they're actually pretty simple. And as I describe these 12 reasons why people fail to become wealthy, with each one, you should think about doing the opposite, and you have basically 12 simple steps to becoming wealthy. The first reason people never become wealthy is they never clearly define what wealth means to them. See, if you go to our Wealth Mastery Program, you're going to find that you might be sitting next to somebody who's worth $100 million, and you might be sitting with someone on the other side of you that's whose net worth is minus $10,000. I mean, we literally have that diverse a group that comes to the program, people that are totally sophisticated and unsophisticated because the principles are the same. What's interesting, though, is most people never define what it takes for them to feel wealthy, to feel abundant. See, one of the things we do in those seminars is have you define precisely what it would take for you to feel secure, as an example. For most people, if you ask them, what would it take for you to be financially secure, they can't tell you. They go, $1 million, $10 million, but it's random. They've never taken the time to really define it. So, for example, if I told you there was a way to be able to pay for the following things without ever having to work again as long as you live, how would you feel if you knew for the rest of your life all of your housing would be paid for, all your utilities, gas, electric, etc., all your car costs, automobile travel costs, all of your food costs, all of your insurance costs, and all your taxes? If all those were paid for the rest of your life and you never had to work for it, how would that feel? Wouldn't that be unbelievable? Now, for most people, that amount of money is so small, it'd blow you away. They think in terms of $10 million, $100 million, $1 million, when the truth is, for most people, all they'd have to do is be able to generate enough money to cover $30,000 or $40,000 a year max, maybe $50,000. Now, for some people, it's $100,000 or $200,000. It's all relative. But the point of the matter is, whatever you think the number is, it's so much smaller than you can imagine. Now, that may not be your ultimate goal, but the point is you have to define wealth at different levels. Otherwise, you'll never get started. The second reason people never become wealthy is they make it a moving target. They say, okay, I need, you know, $100,000. Then they get it and they go, I need $10,000. Then they get it and they go, I need $100,000. They get that and they say, I need $1 million. Then they say, I need $10 million. I need $200 billion. And what happens is they never win the game of life. They never get to ring the bell and say, I won. That doesn't mean you don't keep accumulating or achieving or expanding, but you never feel like a winner because you're always moving the target. So you always feel like you're losing. No one wants to play a game where the minute you shoot the ball, they move the target. You got to be able to win. Third, they define it in ways that make it feel impossible to achieve. If you're thinking you need $10 million and you don't make more than $50,000 a year, that sounds pretty impossible, doesn't it? But the truth of the matter is you probably don't need $10 million to achieve the lifestyle you deserve. That's why you got to define it and go through this process. Four, because they make it so big, they don't believe they can ever achieve it, so they never even start. Five, they never make it an absolute must to be wealthy, to be abundant. See, for most people, it's a should. And I just got to tell you, everybody gets what they must have, not what they should have. I said this before. Right now, you're earning exactly what you must earn, not a dime more. I know your goals are higher, but your goals are shoulds. We get what we have to have as the nature of human beings. If you have to be in a quality relationship, you will find it. If you should or you'd like to, you're in one if it's convenient, if it shows up. That's true of any area of your life. So you've got to make it a must to be abundant, to be wealthy, to have more than enough. Sixth reason people fail to become wealthy, they don't have a realistic plan. Now, again, if you come to Wealth Mastery, you can put together a plan that's very real, very realistic, conservative for that matter, and still know you can achieve it because using the power of compounding and asset allocation can produce results you never thought were possible before. But you got to have a plan. And I'll tell you the next one, number seven, is some people actually get a plan, which is very few people, but then they fail to follow through. If you don't follow through, obviously it's not going to work. That's why you want to make sure you can't help but follow through. Get that 10% taken right out of your paycheck before you see it. Number eight, they tend to fail because they listen to experts and give experts the responsibility to make things work rather than making themselves responsible. So you got to realize something. No matter how great a person is you work with, no one's going to care about your money as much as you do. Nobody. And you can't afford to have someone else be the expert and then wake up one day and say, what happened? That happened to Elton John, to Billy Joel, to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. There's some famous names from the past. I mean, all these people got nailed because they gave all their money to someone else to watch and they just did their music or did their play, did their basketball. This is so common. You don't have to be rich and famous to make this mistake. You got to look at people for coaching advice, but you've got to understand it before you make an investment. If you don't understand it, don't invest. Because in the end, if you make a mistake, then you can learn from it. If someone else made the mistake, all you learn is you're an idiot. You trusted somebody else, and you're paying the price. That's not the way to learn. And by the way, I learned this way, too. That's why I know about how dumb this is. Number nine, they give up when they face major financial challenges. I'll tell you something. More than anything else, one of the reasons I'm wealthy today is because I've been through so many times when I should have quit, when it looked like there was no way to turn around, but I wouldn't give up. I got a chance to talk with Ted Turner recently, right after the announcement of the merger between AOL and Time Warner. That day, he had made $3 billion, billion in that day. Now, it was only 12 years earlier that he made his first billion. The next day, by the way, he lost $1.5 billion because the stock price changed. So this is an interesting thing that happens. I've experienced this myself. I've looked at my stock one day and go, oh my God, I made $50 million today. Oh my God, I lost $25 million. If you do that, you're crazy. It's all on paper. Plus, you know, I asked him, I said, how much money did you spend this week? He said, well, actually, all I spent this week was $2.57 on an Egg McMuffin. Meanwhile, I made $3 billion. He goes, I guess I got some abundance, you know? But one of the interesting things he told me was, he said, the secret to his wealth is that all the bad times he made it through, where everyone told him to give up and he wouldn't. He said, I got to tell you, Tony, there was just a few years ago, wasn't that long ago, where like we had the executives in our company at CNN, where we told them they couldn't cash their checks. He said, we didn't tell that to the rank and file because we knew they'd freak out, but we took the executives and said, you got to hang on to these things for 2 weeks. He said, even then, we paid people, you know, dirt cheap to keep this thing going and grow it and get it where we needed to be. And he said, I got to tell you, man, I'm here today because of the losses I've been able to absorb. He said, when I took over the superstation in Atlanta, I lost $900 million. $900 million, almost $1 billion, and I found a way to hang on. That's why I was able to make $3 billion in a day 20 years later. That's how you make it happen. He said, I lost $1 million in an hour on a TV show. He said, the goodwill games. He said, we saved the world, but we lost millions of dollars. You know, Ted's real quiet and gentle in his approach, right? But the point of the matter is, he said, that's what it takes. The people that succeed are not the ones that never failed. They're the ones that fell down and jumped back up as fast as humanly possible. And that's what you've got to do. Here's the 10th reason why most people fail to become wealthy. They fail to think about their life and to conduct their life like it's a business where they have to have a profit at the end of each year. If you conducted your life like a business, most people would be bankrupt. Would you be willing to go run a business year after year after year after year where at the end of the year you had nothing or you were in the hole? Pretty soon you'd say, get rid of this business. Well, this is your life. Your personal life must be conducted so it's a business. So at the end of the year you say, okay, I worked for a whole year of my life and here is my profit that I'm building a new future out of. You must change your mindset because otherwise you'll accept losses each year. Or you'll accept breaking even is okay and time is passing you by. You got to change your mindset if you haven't already created that your life is your business. And finally, our last two. Number 11, they allow other people's pessimism or other people's optimism to affect their intelligent implementation of their plan. Listen, guys like Ted Turner, guys like Donald Trump, these are people that go against the grain. Donald Trump became wealthy initially because he bought real estate in New York when every other developer was fleeing the city, when they thought the city was going to go bankrupt. So not only did he buy things dirt cheap because everybody else was pessimistic, but he got the government there, the city government, to give him, I believe, $100 million in tax credits. You can't do that normally except when people are totally pessimistic. People who are wealthy go against the grain. They do not allow other people to control their thought process. If you become one of the crowd, you're going to get slaughtered. You've got to think on your own. And finally, 12, they never get quality coaching. Nobody's an island. Listen, the guy I work with is worth billions of dollars, and he hires me to coach him and pays me a fortune to do it because he needs a fresh point of view. He needs somebody who looks at it from a totally different perspective.